are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
The fact that I have you here in this hot seat is... I'm impressed with my skills.
Yeah, well, this seems like a terrible fucking idea.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
It's been forever. Holy shit, since we recorded.
Yeah. I forgot what episodes we had done.
I know.
Weird.
I mean, yeah. It's been weird.
Okay, Jess.
Shit's been weird.
Jess has been on a parallel universe.
Why didn't anyone tell me baby brain continues when they're here?
Yeah. No, it doesn't stop. For show.
I fucking... got in my car and couldn't figure out how to start it. Jessica the other day.
I got in my car and freaked out that it was dead. Then Denny came out and pressed the start button and everything was fine. And I was like, what do you mean?
I forgot how to drive.
So weird. It's been tough.
I'm going to do my best here because this might be one of the most important episodes we do.
Why?
So I had this original idea, right? Because like last season was like baby, 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 and no one wants to talk about babies. I certainly don't. I want to know about Tracy and what she's doing and who she's doing.
What the fuck?
So I had this idea. I was going to ask Tracy a bunch of questions that I had planned, but I went to Instagram first because I wanted to hear from the baddies. I wanted to hear what questions that you guys had, and I was going to pick the three best questions.
Mm-hmm. Is that not the plan?
How many questions do you think we got? So
well,
many.
What did you ask them?
All right. I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll let you know how many I think.
What do you want to know about Tracy post-divorce dating?
What the fuck? That's what it says? That's the whole thing?
That's
what about you
thing.
Where's your hot seat?
No, my hot seat came out of my vagina. That was my hot seat. This is a different hot seat.
This is making me burst into a cold sweat.
So I have not, all I know is there's a lot of questions. I have not read the questions. Tracy has not read the
questions.
I didn't
even know that you asked that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Maybe clear that with me next time. Good talk.
I was like, oh, this will be good. I'll pick the top three that, like, you know, I'll get the fans involved. It'll be awesome. But their questions are ones that I didn't even think of asking. And there's so much to cover because you were so mum last season about it.
Well, because, okay, mm-hmm. Let me break it down timeline wise for people. We have been separated since April 2019.
Whoa.
19.
We're doing it
it's
like
a
that.
Year and a half. That we've been separated. So I filed for
April?
Divorce.
April what? Was there a date?
In April, I think I filed for divorce a year later. Like I tried to.
Wow.
I don't want to say work it out because when I turn my switch off, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. There would be no separation. I would be I worked it out before that and it wasn't working. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
A month after Julian was born, that's when shit got crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to work it out for that whole year.
Yes.
Then April, I realized, no.
You're done working it out.
I'm done.
The workouts were over.
I'm done. And then we separated.
Right.
And then it's April this year, 2020, where I filed. Mm-hmm. And this is where we're in hiatus. Thank you, COVID, for not letting me go single wild in the streets of 2020. But I'm separated, I guess, legally now, right? Technically, there's no legal separation. We're just not together.
Right.
We don't live together. We're not together. I mean, as I don't know. I don't even know what the questions are, so I'm not going to get it popping. But like,
well, I really appreciate the timeline of events. I think a lot of us were in the dark
maybe,
over that.
Yeah, maybe everyone thought like because I announced it in April that it had just happened in April. Yes. It didn't.
Well,
it was silenced for
you know
a year.
What makes my blood boil, and I still see it. It makes me nuts is when you post a picture and people are like, are you and Corey going to work it out? And I'm like,
no.
Like, this has been done. It's not, no. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just decide to leave
him just
wake
and then
up
one
post
morning
it on
and
Instagram.
Say, I feel like I want to be single this year. Like, I never, ever wanted to be single again. That was not my plan. I got married for that long haul. Except I didn't, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you were married for the long haul.
I was married for the long haul.
You did a good job. Okay, so that's a really good place to start the timeline.
Like, that's
because
literally
that's
all I can say legally.
Right.
So I'm just going to, the timeline is fine to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of the timeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the game. Are you ready?
No.
Alan, are you ready?
No.
Shut up. Don't double. Don't know, Alan. All right.
Are you ready, Alan?
I don't think I'm ready.
No, I mean, same.
Like, if I know Alan how this goes with our normal games, is like, this is going to be like a couple of normal questions, and then it's going to be like, now that you're single, do you do anal?
What? Okay, hold on. How many questions did you get, and then how is this game working?
Oh, I can't count them. There's a bajillion.
Okay, so then, hold on. Then like,
there's endless.
How's this game going to work? I'm not answering all of these. What if I don't want to answer some of these?
Okay. I pre-thought of this, okay?
You can plead the fifth.
So we are going to play
legal shit.
Pass or tray.
Like pass or play?
Right. So you have 3 passes.
That's it. You just told me there's a billion questions. That's like a 1% accuracy.
All right. Well, we're going to start with 3. We're going to see if we can keep it to 3.
Okay.
And you're going to either say pass or tray. And if you feel comfortable answering the question, you're going to try.
Okay.
Because, you know, usually I would vet these questions and I kind of know what you do and do not want to talk about. But
or
you know what? I'm just going
about.
To leave it. That's right. I'm going to leave it in, you know, leave it up to you.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So if you want to pass, you can pass. If you want to try, you can try. Are you gonna pass or tray?
Oh my
she
God.
Don't even wanna play. She's gonna pass, but I'm gonna make her tray.
Oh my God.
Wow. Shut this show down.
All right.
Shut
pass
it down.
Tray. Are you gonna pass or tray?
What the fuck?
We're
you came up with a theme song?
The game today.
Oh my God. This is why very few white rappers in this world. Not enough credit has been given out.
Album.
Oh my God. Miserable. All right.
Bad examples, volume 1.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Hit me with the first question.
Pass or tray.
Okay.
Some of these are like actually like thoughtful.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. I'm hoping that people were very, very nice and respectful.
Oh God. I don't even know where to start. Do I start like thoughtful or thoughtless? Let's see.
I'm fearful. Like maybe we don't say names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry.
Maybe we don't say names. I'm scared of this game.
Oh, this is a good starter question. It's like safe. Pass or tray. How long would you date a guy before you introduce him to your kids?
Okay, so I will try. I would. It timelines don't matter. It's more of the connection with somebody. But I feel like kids should not meet the boyfriend until you give the respect to the father or mother of the children, of them either meeting or just texting or speaking, whatever their comfort level is. But I don't feel like you just, first of all, kids at my age are very influenced right now. And so I just feel like
influenced.
Yeah.
Influenced.
Oh, I whatever with the hyphen. It's fancy. I feel like they they're so impressionable right now that like they should not be meeting anybody. But if they did, I feel like it would have to just not like go through a father figure. I guess we're not using words names anymore. But just so they could speak.
Are you saying that you would talk to Corey about this first?
Oh, we are saying names. Okay. I was trying to avoid that, but I guess yeah, I feel like name. It's the right thing to do is to just for him to maybe meet him before this guy meets the kids or me
oh
to
God.
Meet her before she meets the kids. Not saying it's going to go good or bad, but I don't think that the kids should show up one day and there's like a new friend on either side.
How
I don't
do
think
you
that's
know?
Right.
How are you going to know that it's time? Like, that's just such a heavy decision.
It's so serious. That's why I feel like there's no way to put a number on it because it could be a year. It could be 2 years. It could be 6 months.
Have you
like,
spoken to any mothers who have gone through this and introduced a kid into the picture? Because
I did.
I'm just curious how that goes down.
I did. And they said that they, based on the level of respect given, decided whether they were going to take it into their own hands. I said, I don't know if that's any longer the case. I don't know if it's able to go that route anymore. I had hoped for different scenarios, but there's not my choice scenario anymore. So I feel trying to very carefully walk on eggshells around this question. But I feel like that's the right thing to do. That's what I would want for me. And I feel like the same respect should be given. But I
100%.
Yeah, I don't know. So
it's not. Well, I guess the whole point of why you're here is that it was like a one way thing, but like it shouldn't.
Being
not,
a one-way thing, yeah.
It shouldn't continue on that way.
Right.
There should, because now it's literally just for the kids. It's the only reason you still have this person in your life is
right.
for the kids.
Well, that's
so.
The only thing is that you have to keep this person in your life forever, regardless if you want to or not.
It's wild. It's you a are wild stuck. Thing. You're stuck.
You are quicksand.
Oh my God. I can't even like think about that. No, for the it's rest crazy. Of your life.
Yeah.
Like I can't I'm trying I have to think to... of like an ex boyfriend that like, oh my God, I would have to see his face again. I want all to the kill time. Myself. All
every
the
2 weeks.
It's like a nightmare. It's like you're stuck in Ellen, what are those like movies where like
it's purgatory. Thank that's you. What this is. This is fucking purgatory.
Purgatory. Like if every 2 weeks, you know, you had to bring back bleep that name, Alan, I'd fucking kill myself.
Who the fuck is that?
Like every 2 weeks I have to see an ex. Like it's just crazy. It's a crazy concept. But okay. Yeah. I like that gameplay. Whoa. Passer Trey. What is the oldest person that you would date age wise?
Okay. This is so hard because all these girls my age that are not married with kids are on the hunt for a man who wants to get married and have kids. I am like, hi, I'm over here. Send them to me. Send me your rejects who don't want kids because I am not having kids anymore. So I have to kind of make my age range from like 30 is so young. They still have hope to get married and have kids. I want to say a healthy number is like 34 is a good starting point.
Yeah.
I'm 32. And I feel like at 34, guys, like, I don't know, I may or may not. I really don't give a shit at this point. To like 45 is the oldest. Ooh. Because he's probably divorced, mm-hmm. may have a kid of his own, may have just given up on having kids.
Or just said like, I'm cool with no kids and right. living a bachelor life.
Right. Or is like, I'd rather be a stepfather to kids because I never thought I'd have mine of my own. So maybe this is like a second chance to like kind of play that role. So I feel like 45 is definitely the oldest. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like 34 should be the youngest. However, I've played very risky games recently and gone 30. Bad moves.
30.
30 is too young, I've learned.
It's too young.
I had a moment of weakness at 27.
What?
But there have been, I would say,
a 27-year-old person?
I knew it was going nowhere. I was just like, let me just like entertain myself for like a few minutes. And then I was like, let me get over this. This is never going to happen.
Is the age difference just so...
It's radical.
Is the gap?
Radical. This was night and day. I would be like, want to know how I know you're 27? Okay. Like, want to play this game? Okay.
It's, I guess the fact you're a mom really...
I didn't want to be like put in a cougar category, but like for like 4.5 minutes I was. I was like, listen.
I mean...
Wait, what?
To put
no, not sex. That's not what I'm talking about. I just meant like for like the quick moment. I was like, all right, I'll match him for a minute, but no.
To put that in perspective, that's how old I am.
You're 27?
Actually, I'm 26, but I
turned... Oh, doesn't he seem God. Like our age?
You're
you seem
daddy.
So mature.
Wait, Rachel's are we your sugar actually. Mamas?
Wow. Why did I never know you were this young?
It's probably because I don't act like I'm that
No,
young.
You don't. I would have thought he's like 35, like confident 35.
I thought
35.
You were like 47 yeah. or something.
Because oh he's got God. His shit together.
I act like a cantankerous old man, so that's probably...
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to Google that word later. No problem. Yeah. Wait, would you date a woman who's 32? Can I go girl? A girl who's 32? I feel like so old saying woman. Girl, 32 with 3 kids? No, of course you wouldn't.
I mean... You know, depending. It depends on the entire
oh my
like,
God.
Situation.
Alan would be the best stepdad ever.
Ew, get out of here. He's married. Tell Rachel to not be her friend anymore. Rachel, I'm team Rachel. Jess's team, let's just throw anybody at Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think Alan would take on the challenge, not necessarily you, but I
was just asking hypothetically wise because...
Yeah.
I just like it's a curious question. No, the solid numbers for sure 34, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think like it's a situation thing. Like, you know, if they come into it and like the first steps are like, all right, so I want you to be a stepdad to these kids.
Absolutely not. Like, I don't even mention like, those okay, words. Hold on. I don't even use those words.
Stepdad.
I don't even what the first thing I will say to somebody is, do you want kids of your own? Like one of the first fucking questions. I'm like, listen, I'm not even going to waste your fucking time. Like, I'm never having kids. So like, please don't waste mine. I have like shit I got to be doing. Like, don't waste my time.
Okay, wait, hold on. Pause for a second before we get into this.
Are you asking me another question?
Yeah.
Okay, we can cut that and use that for later.
So, I just saw, are you going to try dating apps again?
Oh, well, Jess, you want to take it away, Jess? Since you are the pusher, you're, you know. My little drug pusher of dating apps.
Listen, I missed, and so did you, miss the dating apps craze.
Yeah, we didn't go through that shit.
We didn't get to experience it. And I think it's just wild that if we're chilling right now and I want to talk to a random dude, grab my phone, like I could be on the toilet and flirting. Like it's cool. Fucking crazy.
So Jess is what she's trying to say is signed me up for every dating app. There's three
every
of them.
Every dating app.
There's three of them. And then I literally, and then matched me with people to force me to go on them.
Yeah.
And then
she won't use the app.
I unmatched like 75% of them because I was like, bitch, not my type.
Unmatch, you sneaky, sneaky.
Yes. I was like, what are you trying to do here?
What I'm trying to do.
I know, is get me to think outside my world. Good luck with that. It's like a moth to a flame.
It's a moth to a flame. You are a moth to a flame. You have a very specific type. And I was just hoping that once I got you out in the dating world, that you can experience different types of men. Let's go back to now what you had just said before. So I put you on these dating apps. Mm-hmm. Your profile is kind of horrible because I left you in charge of it.
Mm. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. It's like, you know the advice we give people how to make their profiles to be like fun, flirty?
Nope.
If
you want to know who the real me is.
Tracy to do something and this is how we get it. Let me read it.
Nope.
Oh my God. Tracy, it's worse than I thought. You edited it worse.
Wait until I give you what the reactions to this
Tracy,
are
Tracy, first thing it says, don't waste my time. Kissy face. Kissy face, kissy face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the next thing, first reaction, wow, what a bitch. But she's pretty, so let me see what else she has to say.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I'm a mom and I don't want any more kids. Wait, there's more. So then I'm like, well, all right, she's a mom. I'm gonna have to process that. Maybe I want kids, so that's pretty definite. But you know what? Again, she's really pretty. Let me go to the next thing about her. If you're under 6 foot tall and have no job or live with your mom, swipe left. And then, of course, we'll get along if you rather get a casual drink than a fancy dinner.
It asks you questions and you have to answer them.
My third grade teacher described me as most likely to hustle her way through life. She'll never not make money.
That's true.
Fact. Wow. And then she's got fire pictures, which
Thank
I
you.
Picked. This picture's sick. I mean, the profile is
Now
saying,
let me tell you how what your reaction would be and then what the reactions I get to matches.
Go.
Yeah, what is your reaction?
My reaction is this girl's smoking hot, so there's nothing that she can say that's going to turn me off, but she's definitely a huge
handful.
Bitch.
Yeah. Their reaction every single time is they list the qualities that they check off. They're like, I don't live instantly. Their first message. Well, I don't live with my mom. I have my own place. I do this for work and I'm 6'1" or whatever they say. Instantly, they're like, I check all your boxes. Thank God. It's almost like I made them feel insecure about themselves that they have to check these boxes.
So you bullied them.
Right.
You bullied
into matching
future,
me.
Man.
That's right. I did. And they still don't like, they're still making, they're putting in the effort. And I'm like, yo, this is the worst profile ever. Why? I'm trying you not to like get you away and it's working.
Like, yeah.
They're like the moths to a flame.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They literally list the qualities. They'll be like, oh.
But let me ask you a question. Are you getting a specific type of person that's responding to that?
It's like every guy on this thing is answering the same thing. They pretty much instantly up front, they're like,
but are
just
they a certain type? Are the good guys swiping the other way? Because
no,
they're like,
I did go on it. I
and
did.
The assholes
no.
are like here for the, to play.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, the players are going to respond to that profile.
I did go on a date recently with like, if my family and Jessica could handpick a human. It would be this person. And we went out and we had drinks and ordered food and had like the whole thing, whatever. And then I got bored. I was like, this is why I go for my type, because I'm like I get it. People are busy with work, they do whatever, but like if you lose my attention, it's just I'm like there's other people who will keep my attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the second I'm like I'm just like
I'm
bored.
Are you saying he was busy at work?
No, I'm saying, yeah, of course, busy at work. I don't care about that. Like, whatever, we don't speak. But then when you get home and it's like, you don't really think like, let me like hit her up or talk to her for a little bit. Like, I'm like, guess what? There's a list in line mm-hmm. of people who do want to talk to me like that. So I'm like, maybe I just don't have the time for this shit.
Who cares that he's perfect for my mom and Jessica? Fuck him. Let him go.
No, it was just like, and And there was, I said in the beginning, I was like, listen, I'm going to be really honest. Like, I don't require a lot of attention, like gifts or take me out to $300 dinners every night. That's not the type of attention that I need. Yeah. But like, I like you to be all about me. And like, I do like that attention. Text. I like a good morning text. Ugh. If I don't get one, I don't give a shit. If I don't get a good night one, I don't give a shit. But like, there has to be some type of conversation, like once or once every other day. And if there's not and it's fading, I get bored. And then I move on because there's plenty of others I'm ignoring.
Well, yeah, you're dating right now, so I don't expect you
right.
to
Well,
not...
I'm just like, blah, I'm like moving on. That's it. Forget it. I'm over it.
And how old was that guy?
31.
31.
I know.
You really are a cougar, Miss Cougar.
I'm 32.
Cougar it up.
I'm 32.
Whoa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Trey.
I'm glad.
Has Tracy kissed or hooked up with anyone yet?
How many no's do I get?
Three. It's a pass.
That's a third question. All right.
You don't have to give us details.
Yes.
Kissed or hooked up?
I'm saying yes to the question. Do I have to get into details? You just said I don't have to get into details.
All right, you don't have to.
Okay.
So you have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What was that like? What was the first kiss of another person like?
Very intense.
Crazy, right?
It seemed like you'd been locked up for like years in a tower and then escaped from the tower. And then it's like,
was
rescued.
It like weird finding a groove? Like you kind of
no.
almost.
I mean, you know what my success rate of, if I can't get you texting, like your attention texting, like my kiss will lock that in.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, when you've been kissing the same man for so long, it's kind of like...
It's different because then different. You expect... It goes from like what you expect it to be like, mm-hmm. what you're used to, and then what you forgot that it was like as possibilities. But it's weird because I like there's a certain type of kiss that will attract me to you and like lock me in. And then there's one and I'm like, I'll never see this person again.
Right.
And like, I'll know it the first second. First second.
First second what? That you kiss?
Yeah. I'll Whoa. Be like, no, this is not it.
Whoa.
Not it. Oh, yeah. But anyway, there's just like there's a kiss that you like. I'm not settled. It's got to be like that crazy kiss. Otherwise, I'm like, nah. Don't waste my time.
All right. I like it.
Opening statement. Don't waste my time.
Ooh. Okay. This is everything I thought it would be and more, but Tracy's drinking the tea.
Sucking down my drink.
Oh, Lord. Let's take a quick break. Tracy can finish her drink. And we'll be back with
Is that a
tea.
Juicy question?
This is getting so juicy. I love it. God. We'll be right back.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, you guys, BetterHelp. This is one of my favorite companies, and here's why.
I think a lot of people don't seek extra help because they're already in a weird spot, right? Their brain's overloaded.
Overwhelmed.
They're already overanalyzing everything. And what BetterHelp does is it gives you online counseling right in the comfort of your own phone.
There's plenty of testimonials that you can go and check on their site daily. But this is not a crisis line. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp.com. They're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
What's really cool, too, is you can send a message to your counselor anytime. So it's not like traditional therapy where, you know, once a week you have a scheduled slot. If you're having a rough day,
you can jump on.
You can jump on and reach your counselor.
This is not self-help. It's professional counseling that you guys can start communicating with somebody in under 24 hours. And if you do not like the person, you can change it at any time.
And you get thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule a weekly video or phone session. So sometimes you do want to see the person face to face and sometimes you don't. And with BetterHelp, you have that option.
You guys are going to go get 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/bad examples. So please join the 1 million people taking care of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples. Name your favorite thing in life. Go.
Not cooking.
HelloFresh. the answer is the only not answer going HelloFresh.
Not going to the supermarket mm-hmm. and not having to cook, like, and think about what I'm going to cook and how I'm going to cook it and, like, how to cook it. Cooking stresses me the fuck out. And the only thing that makes me happy is HelloFresh. Because that shit comes to my door. I open up the box. First of all, I love boxes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, I got a box. And then I open up the box and I'm like, oh, surprises. What's in this surprise for me? What
pre-measured ingredients?
Oh, my God.
Mouth-watering seasonal recipes.
Fresh food. Check. Fresh ingredients. It's like, it's not just like, oh, here's a carrot. It's like, here's a carrot farm from the freshest carrot farm of all.
Oh, and here's some shallots. And you want some sesame seeds? Shallot. Didn't ever think I'd fucking buy sesame seeds.
I don't even
seeds.
Know
sure.
where to find a shallot in the supermarket.
I have no idea.
I just love HelloFresh. It's just, it couldn't be easier. I recommend HelloFresh to my friends and family, and I'm recommending it to you guys.
There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes.
And family stuff. Tracy can feed her whole family with HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm. In one delivery. It's amazing. And over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes.
HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year they're stepping up food donations to local communities amid the coronavirus crisis.
Wow, amazing. Go to HelloFresh.com/examples80 and use code examples80 to get a total of $80 off your first month. Wow, that's like free food.
It's free food.
Including free shipping. Oh my God, free shipping. You could rope me in anything with free shipping. On your first box, additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
Save time, save money.
HelloFresh.com/examples80. Use code examples80 to get $80 off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, guys, we're back, and it's better than ever. That's what she said.
Oh, not me. I didn't say that.
All right, Pastor Trey, mm-hmm. would you be open to dating a man with children?
Yes. My obvious selfish reaction is no right away, because it's like I want myself to be all about my kids, which is selfish, and it's probably unrealistic, but it's a goal that I have. It was like to date somebody who doesn't want kids of his own, but like is okay with having kids. Mm-hmm. That would be like a goal, because I would want all my focus to be on my three, especially because my three is like having four with Julian. So I feel like I don't really have the capacity mentally to take care of other kids also.
Shit, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's a lot. And like those kids become your kids like eventually. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
because I was like, oh, that'd be fun, like a big happy family. Then I'm like, oh, it'd be mommy now to double the kids.
No, and like, what if that person doesn't like me? That's more drama I have to deal with. What if the ex-wife doesn't like me? That's more drama I have to deal with. Like, I would feel like I would have to like be friends with the ex-wife. That would be important to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of moving pieces that it's like, maybe eventually I'll look at it different. But like right now, my selfish thought is like, no, I don't want them to have kids. But like, it's not a deal breaker.
All
right. Especially because I'm not dating to marry right now. I'm just kind of like dating to see like what life is like in 2020, which PSS, it came back. It sucks. But go ahead.
2020, what a fucking roller coaster. Never forget. All right. Pastor Trey. like this one. Oh my God, some of these are so personal. Like,
can you imagine? I need to look at them after to see which ones you skip.
All right, I like this question. Pastor Trey, what is Tracy looking for this time around in a man? Is there anything different?
Yeah. Almost everything.
Oh my God.
I mean, like,
so
looks wise,
no,
because I have a type and Corey is obviously a good looking guy. He's my type physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, first of all, number one, it's like if me and some person were to start talking like seriously,
mm-hmm.
I would like lay it out there like instantly what my love language is right up front with them, because I'd be like, listen, like not be like, what's your love language? Take this quiz, but
this
something
quiz.
Like more like listen, like it's really important to me. Like the compliments and physical touch are like so important to me. I didn't get some of that in my past life. So I need that stuff that I need, and like I'm not willing to talk to somebody who like doesn't give me that. That's something that like I'm not gonna go another couple of years without. Like I'm not doing that.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Like if they instantly come off the bat and they're like, oh my god, you're so pretty, and they keep it up, and like, you know, compliments are nice to hear and you want to hear them, and like if they're just kind of like are blinded you, by you,
I guess my question
and, like,
is are you having you. To are you I don't want to say.
Now. I'm like nervous.
Take it off.
I'm literally
your
stripping.
Tits are pretty
I'm
much out anyway. So
always,
as
always.
Alan saw,
he saw cleavage. Relax,
Alan. Yeah. When she put the camera on, was what part of Tracy was showing of Tracy?
It was an accident.
Oh, I mean, it was like seconds away from nipple. Probably. Like, I don't know if it was the pierced one or the non-pierced one.
Thanks, Alan. Oh, thanks wow. for that.
Couldn't
thanks
tell
for that.
That.
He was looking though.
Oh my god.
So. I guess. All right. So we're going to get a little deep right now, but I feel like you've been hurt, right? So yeah. Your instant reaction right now in your dating world, A, is like
the second I feel something
well,
is off, I cut it
off. You're abusive too to them
I'm
a little
very,
bit.
Very, very abusive.
But I guess, and I wonder if this is, I wonder if you'll soften as this goes, because it's all still very new, which I think we all have to keep in mind. But like when you're just like right up front, like I'm going to be like, here's my love language, like do it or you're
no,
out.
No, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said, if we were to have gotten serious,
okay,
it's important for me to tell them like, and in the beginning of some of the conversations that I've had with guys, they'd be like, listen, what are you looking for? And instantly I'll be like, listen, like this to is, me, yeah. like physical touch, like when we're out, like PDA, like I'm very into that, like being all over whoever I'm with, like. I want to feel that you want people to know that I'm with you and I want mm-hmm. like that back. But and like just like I give a lot of compliments to guys. Like I'm very much like, oh my God, you look so good, or give compliments, or you're so handsome, or like you look so hot in that. Like I'm
right. Like you're
I'm
not
a giver
trying to be like
that.
You look handsome and him say thanks.
Like, no, because that's been my life.
He should be like,
okay, you too.
No,
is
you
I'm over
hot.
The you too thing.
You too.
You too. Oh. No, I'm over that life.
Alan,
so,
episode name, you too.
yeah. So if I'm a big like compliment giver, so I need that in return. And if I don't feel, it's not like the mentally, oh, he thinks I'm hot. I would like to feel like somebody is like so much about me that like they can't get over the fact that like mm-hmm. they're with you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's how I want to feel about a guy that I'm with. Like, if I'm with you, I have no interest in looking at other guys. And like, I want you to be comfortable in that. Mm-hmm. So I'm a very like reassuring person.
Okay.
And
right,
that's what
fair.
I would like back. But I don't like make it like, you better say that I'm pretty or I'm leaving. Like, I'm not like that.
Well, I just feel like you're a little rough around the edges right now just because you're like, you know, like woman scorned. Like,
no, I for sure am like, well, I'm learning how to date again. So sure. After almost 10 years. And then... no, I'm just like, I more of just know exactly what I want. And like mm-hmm. the second that I get like one red flag in me, I'm like, and most more
too
times
close.
Than not,
yeah.
I just unmatch it
yeah.
because I'm like, no, like that's, I'm not playing this game this time. There are no orange flags. It's fucking red, Tracy. Don't be colorblind.
Good. Whoa. I like it. That's good. All right.
I just know yeah. from my side that sounded it sounded like you went, when I get a red flag in me,
oh like, my Jesus God, Christ. Alan. You see, this is all men. You're all terrible.
Tracy gets a red flag in her.
I can't.
Oh my God. Oh, this is good. Whoa. Okay.
Is there like a question that people keep asking over and over so you can kind of like get like a group question out of the way of I answer right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. Pass or tray.
Okay.
What do Corey's dumbass do?
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I'm passing on that. That's the most requested question.
Duh.
No, I'm not talking about that.
So say it.
Oh, I pass. Hard pass.
Ding, ding, ding. Alan, please put a first pass sound effect in here.
Yeah, no. That's a pass
like
for me.
Like the three X's.
Yeah.
Perfect. This is America's Tracy's Got Talent and one X
it.
Down.
Tracy's Got Talent. Okay. Shit, where did the question go?
Did you find a specific that's speaking to you? I get nervous because I know Jessica has such ulterior motives, so I have to like watch her. She's so sneaky.
All right, so I thought this one was interesting. Pass or try. Advice for transitioning to living without someone. How do you make the house not remind you of him?
One, I took down all his pictures.
Goodbye.
Okay. Except for there's a picture with Julian and him on like in my gray room, my formal room. Mm-hmm. It's more of I just love it shows like how much my kids like love their parents, so I kept that yeah. one up, but it's not like huge ones. I took down all like the portraits we yeah. had and the group ones and There was a huge one in my bathroom. It's so fucking terrifying living alone with no you. The reason like girls want a guy who's bigger than them and stronger than them is like that element of protection. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any feeling of protection right now. I feel very vulnerable to like the outside world, knowing that like I'm living with my three kids. And it's scary. And like I double, triple check locks every time I before I leave, when I come home, before we go to bed. Like I'm just so neurotic about like I got like a security system. Like I'm so scared to like be by myself. I've never not lived with somebody, especially to take care of other kids, so it's so fucking scary.
But what about in the house? Like are you, I don't know, are you walking around like getting annoyed because something will remind you of him?
Or
have you
like wiped the house his... he lived in that, we chose the house, like that's where we lived for a little bit together, so it was like everything kind of reminds me of it. But it's,
is there any way to purge that? Can we do a like a purge at your house? That'd be fun.
Oh my god, like saging it.
Yeah
we could sage my house.
Oh, I sure. Love that.
No, nothing does, nothing reminds me. The trick for me was I went from like blissfully happy to like intensely angry. Mm-hmm. And I never really had like crying weak moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's Scorpio in me, but like if I don't have that weak point, I won't allow things. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I just went like from happy to mad, and that was it for me.
Pastor Trey, do you regret not leaving sooner?
Whoa.
Trey. I should have left. I shouldn't have left. I should have ended it last April, which when I said that, I should have been separated when I realized that it wasn't right when Julian was born, but I should have ended it like I did this April, last April. Mm-hmm. You've been telling me that for a year, but I just didn't listen. Well, it, you know what you, it took,
the
right?
Kids, come on. The
it
kids.
Took somebody telling me to like wake the fuck up, to like actually put my foot down and do it. So I'm thankful for that moment in my life, that very small moment.
I guess I'm not upset that you hung around. Maybe it was a little too long, a lot too long, but at least you can, there's no regrets. Like
I don't have,
did
any,
I not try
no regrets
enough? You know what I mean?
Not
you don't have
letter.
To you can't look back at all and be like, oh, maybe I gave up too soon. Like you,
no,
you
I
put
tried
in 110.
Yeah.
When they say Antan,
no,
that was for you.
Yeah. All my friends think that too. They're like, you know, they're like, you did what you could. And there was like, I don't really give up on things easily.
Yeah. So. You're not a quitter.
I'm not. So it took a lot for me to get to this point.
Pastor Trey. After divorcing, do you get new dick or go back to familiar ones?
I may have to pass. I'm sweating.
Is there such thing as familiar dick? There definitely is.
There is, and I was offered it recently.
Whoa, that's all you need to say. I love it.
And this person will probably never listen to this, but they know exactly who they are if they are.
I mean, I'm not gonna say no to any dick. Familiar dick, bring it on. New dick, bring it on. Right? Like you're not
and
gonna
I said,
judge.
I can't go back in time. But
really,
I can't go back in time. But that was a good.
You wouldn't take familiar dick.
That was a good fucking time, though.
You really wouldn't go back to familiar dick.
I'll show you the familiar dick that I'm talking about here, and you'll be like, "You're a fucking idiot." But no, I can't do it. I'm just not mentally like there, really, for like to be like reliving shit in the past. Like, let's move forward.
Right. All right. True. All right. Yeah. Fair. Pastor Trey, how hard is it to feel yourself again?
Feel myself?
No, she feels herself. I'm looking at her right now. She fucking showed up in a dollar bill kimono.
Keep it 100.
She's feeling herself. Next. No, I think like
oh, to feel like how, like to remember who I was.
Yeah, I mean, you get stuck in this whirlwind of being a mother, a wife. It's like you become like it's... not you kind of lose yourself in that bullshit.
Okay, so the moment that I posted the conjoined announcement, I guess, whatever you're gonna call it, that we were not together, the DMs were crazy. And I think it was in that very moment, because at one point I was told, I don't know if I want to say this out loud, but like almost like you're never gonna find anybody. No one's gonna want you. So that the wake up call of the DMs, not that I entertained them, but like it really makes you feel good to like be like, wow, no, it's the opposite. It's almost like they were trying when we were together. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like,
yeah, you get your swag back. Your swagger back. I'm like, still got it.
No, my friends are like, you're worse than ever. The way you, I turned into a guy in 2020. The problem really is now that, like, you know the way that guys treat girls?
Yes.
And then girls are kind of like, oh my God, why aren't you calling me? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you texting me? Why are you ignoring me? Like,
you know, you're
that's
the
how I've become. Yeah, I'm the guy.
Yes.
And these, I guess, whatever's going on in my life are very much like, why aren't you answering me? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, what am I saying?
Pass or try. Mm-hmm. Does she have a boyfriend now?
I don't have a boyfriend.
She's not lying.
Pass or try. Who said I was lying?
I'm just making sure, you know, people are gonna
I don't have a boyfriend.
Pass or try. Did Tracy and Corey try counseling?
No.
Did you try?
No, I didn't. No. What do you mean try what?
Didn't you try? Am I making that up?
No, yeah, you're making that up.
You didn't try to make him do something? No?
No, I was told by somebody close to us, I think you guys should go to counseling. And I said, there's nothing that a woman writing our situation down on paper is going to do that so makes fucking me true. Fucking change the damage that I have endured.
Yeah, I think there's this is nothing, a different situation. It's not like
there's I mean, you really have to be in this interest. And understand to really get it. But there is nothing that some bitch behind a fucking notepad is going to be like
some bitch, a doctor. Carry on.
Yeah, no, no. There's nothing you could have said at that point.
I mean, from an outside perspective of someone who's not yet married, like, obviously there are parts of a relationship that require work. And, like, I can see the value couples counseling and things has when problems start to surface.
Yeah, for sure.
So that, like, you can start figuring out the healthy way to work through that. But once the problems have already surfaced and then
spiraled,
gone back under and mm-hmm. jumped up and done a flip and been like, haha, bitch. Like, at that point, it's over.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's almost like there was no gradual. It went from 0 to 100, and I went from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, of what went on in everything that happened, it was just, there was no, like, let me try to fix or have somebody talk to us about. There was just no fixing it. It was just a problem that if people aren't willing to see what's wrong, then there's no fixing mm-hmm. that problem.
Yeah.
Pass or try.
Did I pass too? No, I spoke about it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I only one pass. I feel I'm sweating less.
Whoa. How do you handle people talking shit about a relationship they weren't in?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I love when people are like, oh my God, like, how dare you? My favorite is, how dare you say you're a single mom? I'm like, what would you call it?
Yeah, what would you call it?
What am I? I'm not a taken mom. I'm single. I'm a mother, aka I'm a single mom. I don't get it.
I literally hate everybody.
I hate them all. I don't get it.
Like, anybody commenting on your relationship is annoying as shit. Like, anybody. Like, no, your like, mother. Like, public, imagine. Just
there have been public relationships of people that I follow on Instagram, and I never once thought for one second,
like, DM
I
them.
Need to get myself inserted into this relationship and say my point from an outsider's perspective. Like, there was never a point in my life that I thought that was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind.
I love the ones that it's like, if you pray really hard, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There is not Allah, dipshit. Jesus, Buddha. There's nobody that can fix this shit. So, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Not even Allah?
Not even David.
Being on our knees isn't the problem.
No. That is not my problem.
Alan. Okay. What tools is she using? What tools? I don't know what
that means. What does
that mean? I don't know, but there's a sunglass emoji. Oh.
There's Richard.
Oh.
Oh.
Vibe.
I am one loyal as bitch to Doc Johnson products. Doc Johnson products are my hero.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You, Jesus, for creating Doc Johnson and his family of toys.
We had one sponsor from a rival, like, toy company approach, and I was like, just so you know, there's no way we're not also going to talk about Doc Johnson.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they quit emailing me.
Yeah, like, we have
Richard. We are loyal to our vibrator.
We're not just getting rid of
distributor.
Richard. Or Michael B. Jerkin. Like, yeah. they're around forever. which I had to hide, by the way, in my new house. I have, for some reason, everything's here. I have freaking, where is he?
Oh, he's right here. Garth? He's on the floor.
Garth.
He's deflated Garth.
Garth was in the nursery for like a month and I had to get him out
That's
of there.
Disturbing.
Okay. pass or try, do you fuck on the first date?
Wow, pass. What kind of question?
Wow.
What is
two
that?
Pass, person.
Can I give a fun fact here?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, my husband was a fuck on the first date. So wow. I'm learning quickly that that doesn't work, even though 10 years later.
Wow, what a lady, what a lady.
I'm not sorry about it. Listen, it happened how it happened. Sometimes emotions get the best of you. I feel like that's a good way to keep it out of the household, though. It's to go out to dates, like don't go to their house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's asking for major trouble.
Oh,
sometimes. Oh, when you go to Netflix and chill and they don't have a TV.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, sorry, it's just chill.
Wow, what a move.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Has she had the breakup cock yet? I can't. Everybody wants to know if you fucked. Oh my God. I don't know how else to say this. We all need a good banging after a breakup.
Oh my God.
Kitty Cat Craig. Oh my God.
All right. Listen, is that a question?
I mean, I think everyone wants to know if you've been intimate with anybody since. Can we answer that? Pass or Trey?
I'll try. Yes.
Wow, she passed or she trade, but she trade the way.
Don't
her
sing.
Vagina don't trade sing. The way.
Don't sing. I don't need a theme song
she
to my after.
She didn't
want to
play, but
funny.
Her vagina played.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay. I'm putting the phone down.
She just got comfortable.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
We talked about your first kiss, which you took like a champ.
Thank you.
Did you take the D like a champ? How? You have to admit it was different and weird at first. As good as it was, it had to be weird to have new D after so long. How many years, including dating, had it been?
10.
10 motherfucking years?
Yeah.
And now
it was 9. I'm sorry. It was 9. We were married. Yeah.
9.
Yeah,
9. Okay. 9. So now you have not just a new D, new shape, new size, new color, new face attached. It's a whole new ball game. Mm-hmm. What is going through your head? Are you nervous? Are you scared?
No, I'm not nervous.
You're not nervous?
No, why would I be nervous?
I'm nervous for you. No. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like losing your virginity all
it
over
was.
Again.
It was. It was literally like losing your virginity all over again. That was exactly what it was.
I guess you weren't nervous the first time. What a hoe bag.
No, I was like, no. I mean, like I waited for a really long time through all of this shit. And then I was starting to die inside. I felt a part of me dying. And I was like, I think maybe we need to change this.
So was it okay? Did you
don't answer me to set me up for a pass because I can feel what you're doing.
I know. I want to know, like, did you was it just like I'm gonna do it with the first person that comes along because I'm just at this point I
no.
need the D, or like you kind of picked somebody that was important enough, not important enough, there's nobody important enough, but like that was decent?
No, it was somebody I was talking to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Bombs over Baghdad. Bombs
it was
someone you were talking to. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up with this shit. Okay.
Yeah.
We're really going there today.
I guess so.
She's passing, she's straying all day. All right. So you definitely thought this through then. It wasn't just like a
no, I was not gonna go out and like my first real moment of being single be like a hoe. Like that was not
was
my goal.
It was there any dick adjustments? Was there, you know, like were you know, like you kind of knew Corey's everything. You knew what he's into. Like there's mm-hmm. a D learning curve. You know what I mean? Like were you?
Well, that's the beauty of like talking to somebody for a certain amount of time is mm-hmm. that like there can only be so much like casual, like tell me about your family conversation before like it gets to a different point and different conversation.
So you're saying,
I made sure I knew what I was getting into before I got there because I don't go unprepared anywhere.
So you pretty much are like sabotage Sally and you wrote, do you like anal?
No, ew. Oh my God, I hear her like in my head right now, but no.
That's horrible.
No, yeah, I just like kind of, you know, you like work the conversation, you find out what people are into, and like that's where it went from there.
Was so, it
like,
what you expected it to be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were you like, I don't know. That's what I've been missing.
Oh my God.
I mean, for someone who is
blushing,
like, for someone who is as
I'm not a shy person,
you,
yeah, I'm not
to
a
go
shy
to like
person.
Nothing?
No, I know.
Is wild.
It was nothing since April forever. 2019. Like I hadn't touched anybody since like a whole year and a half, like, or a year, whatever.
Yeah.
And then when we like broke it off officially, it was like I was then talking to somebody after that.
She talks
a
lot.
While.
She's a talker.
I'm just trying to like totally, I'm blushing, you guys. This doesn't happen, but like, I don't know. Well, I kind of expected this question too, because I was like, there's no way they're going to be nice to me for this. But it hit harder than I thought it was going to be. The question, not the dick. Let me clear that up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Anyway.
How long did you, when you were talking to this person, wait to get the D?
I'm not really like, if I think that like you're worth talking to, I'm not just going to like have sex with you. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was a good amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to comment on?
I don't really think I should say anything else.
Okay, pass it, Shay. Let's see.
How many passes do I have?
Shit, two. You're right. You have one more left. You have one more left.
What did I pass on? Oh, never mind.
Does she miss Corey?
No. Trey
all the way.
You miss like the like relationship that you once thought you had.
Whoa, bombs over Baghdad.
You miss like the comfort level you once had with somebody,
not that person.
No, I feel like I told you I'm very much like, once I'm done with somebody, that's pretty much it.
So you miss, I know you hate the word, but you miss like just being like intimate with another person.
Just miss like the comfortability. Is that the word? I don't know. Sure. Of like,
of course,
being with somebody, just like, yes, like laying on them, falling, yes, asleep with them, like just that, like that sweet part of the relationship.
But are you having fun dating? You haven't done it for that long. You're not at the point where you're very, very new.
Yeah. And I'm very much like, I wasn't ready for this. But at the same time, like, I can only distract myself in my head for so long. I mm-hmm. need other distractions of getting my head out from like where the fuck my life has gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it like, it's almost therapy of like dating somebody is like almost showing other people like, this is what else is out there. Like, there's no reason to be stressing about what happened or what you lost or what you don't have anymore. It's like, look at all these other options that you have.
But for the record, you don't miss him as a person. It's the thought of him.
I no longer miss him as a person. That's what I'll say. Yeah.
Pass or try. Do your friends already have a list of potential suitors? And have we seen some of them?
You may have seen pieces of them.
Nah.
Like maybe like their arm. You know what it is? I don't know if I'm ever going to really post somebody on my page.
That was a question I saw. It was like, when are you going to like reveal? How long?
Yeah. So there was somebody who I was talking to at one point, and I didn't even post much about that person. It was like literally like a shadow of the person, or like an arm or a leg or a foot. And like, they did such investigation to find out who this person was, like, oh, Tracy was at the same place as the background of his photos and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I can't fucking deal with this. Like, you guys are the reason that like relationships are not working out. So I no longer can do that. Like, I have to make sure like it's a clear background in the back. And
but I also feel like,
because it can scare somebody off.
Absolutely.
Like, imagine
it would scare a Denny type off. Yeah. You'd be not into
imagine
this.
Talking to some girl that you like, and then she's just getting out of a marriage. Yeah. And on top of that, she has kids. And then on top of it, she's got 500,000 plus people wanting to know who you are. It's a lot for a person. And I feel bad for them, because it could have been something else, mm-hmm. and now it's not, because people of followers got involved and nosy, and there's a couple fucking scumbags out there who like to like stalk my literally every breath, and they'll probably be listening to this podcast because that's literally the number one amount of life that they have. But they have ruined things that were potential for me.
Can I also say something? I don't know if this crosses your mind at all, but this would cross my mind, because I am a spiteful ass, hateful ass bitch. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm you, I'm not tagging any future man, any of my shit, because I like, now you have to deal with your ex having his own followers and his own, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've made him into,
and
like,
there are people in this world who are, I don't want to say fans, but are fucking fans, and they'll date somebody to become and have 15 seconds of fame, and it's fucking disgusting.
So why are you giving, like, so to me, like, I'd want to keep like that
people
person
who have liked posts from like 5-6 years ago on my page, and now they're like, they're fucking fans, and now they want to inject themselves in relationships, and that's what it is. And like, if I just think it's shady, weird, and gross. It's very much single white, I don't want to say single white female, but single white male, single white female, whatever single tan it could be. Female. Whatever, yeah. it's very weird to me. So I don't want to deal with. So it's just weird to me. I have to be so careful. Like, even on some of the matches that I've had with guys, sometimes they'll be like, oh my God, I know who you are. And like, it's an instant turnoff for me. Like, I get so freaked out and I'm like, this is a no. It's a no from me. Also, like, dating is so scary because guys lie. And like, I don't want to say just guys, but girls lie too. But like, in my experience, like, guys lie and they're not going to be totally upfront with everything right away, especially if it's not an ideal situation that they're in. Like, you never know what I guess you're really getting into. Like, you could think that you found this great guy and it ends up he has no job, no car, or even has kids that he doesn't support. Like, what a fucking nightmare. Like, I don't want to end up with that, and I don't want my hopes to get up, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get my hopes up for somebody that seems great and then it's all a facade. Like, my standards right now are really high because I would never want to be the girl who has to pick up a guy that doesn't have a car or like pays for the dinner because he doesn't have a job. Like, I'm just being very, very cautious with who I date because I don't really trust people. And from what I've seen out there in the world, like, no, there's nobody you can trust right now. And I have to like weed them all out because it's fucking terrifying. And I don't think I would ever want to be put in that situation and like just date somebody because it's like, oh, well, I need to be dating somebody. Like, I don't need to be doing anything. Like, I'm pretty much focusing on me right now and my kids, and they're kind of all that matters, and all this dating stuff is extra, but it's not like I need to have a boyfriend. Like, I don't feel that way.
Right. I love it. I'm there with you.
Like, yeah, I'll talk to a guy, whatever, we'll get to know each other, but like the second I'm like, this is giving me like PTSD, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm not really gonna be like, oh, but he was so cute. Like, yeah, he was, but there's plenty.
I think your non-negotiables have totally
skyrocketed. Yeah. They're very, very bad now.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like I get bored, because I'm like, I'm not going to put my time and energy into talking to somebody all day that I'm like, this is never going to work out anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just over it. And I'm not forcing myself to date just because of what the current circumstances are with everything else. Like, if somebody comes along, like, I'm not looking for it. I'm more of just like keeping myself busy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Keeping sure myself are. Distracted. You
apparently are. Okay. Pass or tray? We're almost at the end here.
Do I win the game if I don't pass?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to win. Since you separated, do you and Corey get along better? You want to use that pass?
Yeah, I'm going to use the pass.
Pass.
Because I'm trying to be a good person.
She's such a good person. Let's
pass that.
Yeah. I guess you don't want to answer, what does Tracy think of Corey's girlfriend? Pass.
Also pass.
All right. And all right, that's pass
the game.
Or
that's the game. All right.
Woo. You crushed it, Tracy. Thank that was really, you. Really, really thank good. You. I'm glad we talked about all this and kind of like,
I'm not, but caught up for everyone else.
I can't wait to get a text from Tracy later, like, what did I say?
Go back and edit everything out.
I think that was, this is really good. I think this is giving all the listeners and baddies and fucking haters a
window into
where you're at this point. And we're going to only see you, you know, do bigger and better guys from here. So,
oh my God. I fear for like the one that like I actually date. Like, I fear for him.
I'm so excited for it. This has been, this whole thing's been exciting for me, but we're going to save all that. Like, coming soon, the Treyway dating episode. Like, you'll say it's going to be iconic. We're going to get there. You feel okay?
I'm jugging. And I would just really appreciate, like, the people who support. I really truly I can't thank you guys enough for the support through this whole thing. Has been horrible for me, but for the people who like try to drag me through all of this, like, just have a little fucking morality. Like, you have no respect. Trying to sabotage.
They don't see you as a person, you're their entertainment,
right? And it's a fucking joke, and I'm not the clown person. You guys are the clowns. Whoa. And like, I need you to like get yourself in order and realize where your position is and stay in your fucking seat, because you need to respect my kids. Maybe you don't respect me because you fucking hate me, or you don't respect him because you fucking hate him, but leave my relationships out of this because you're hurting my future relationships and probably hurting his future relationships by amping us up and trying to get us to work against each other, because I'm doing everything in my power to try to get me and him on the same page, and I don't need you fucking trying to destroy it. So stay in your lane, worry about your own things, fucking cook your kids a fucking meal, and stop worrying about what I'm doing, please. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement.
Literally like an Emmy speech. Thank you.
Now back to your normally scheduled programming.
Well, one thing everyone wants to know, you know, that are in these relationships that they're looking to get out, true or not true, there are many fish in the fucking sea.
Yeah.
There ain't one fish for
no,
your
I don't
fish.
Even believe in soulmates anymore, so no, for sure.
Oh, jeez.
But
so don't end on a bummer.
No, it's not a bummer. I don't
Why?
Think I, because
you haven't met yours yet?
Because I think that everyone thought that I had, and it's clear that I hadn't. And I don't believe that
so
there's
what?
Somebody sitting there waiting for me. I think that
Why?
You make a relationship, it's hard, and you make
so
it work.
So many people have been married, divorced, and then...
I know, they tell me every day, I met my husband 10 years later, and I'm like, 10 years, I'm the oldest, fuck then. Please, if you're listening, come sooner. Please.
Literally, CUM sooner. CUM next Tuesday.
Oh my God. Come save me. Where's that
well,
late night?
Pass or try. Like this game. Save this one for a rainy day.
Yeah, we are.
Love you, baddies. We will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Cheers, bitches.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.